Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi, everyone. This is Steve Warren. This is Spectrum. It's Sunday morning, as usual, and we've got a multifaceted group of guests this week, and we actually may even spill over into a second week. I'd like to welcome, first of all, Carl Chong. Carl, welcome.
Nice to meet you, Steve.
It's nice meeting you. You just came in from Singapore, and welcome to the cool United States, New York weather.
Thanks for having me here.
Good, thank you. Next is Mike Xu. Mike, say hello to us and tell us a little bit about where you just came in from.
Sure. This is Mike Xu. Mm-hmm. I actually just flew in from Europe last night, so I'm based here in Jersey City.
Okay. Probably took you longer to come across the Queensboro Bridge this morning than it did to come from Europe, right?
Absolutely.
And Felicia Lin. Felicia is here. We actually met a few weeks ago at one of the Oriented.com happy hours. Welcome, Felicia.
Hi, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. I'm going to get started first with each person, a little background, and then we're going to talk about the organization called Oriented.com, which is kind of why we're all here. It's a wonderful group of folks that get together in various cities around the world, actually. And our listeners, I think, would certainly be interested in some of the people that they might meet at an Oriented.com event. And also interesting facts about the organization and the different cities that it's in. But let's get to know our participants this morning. First of all, we'll start with Carl Chong. Carl, as mentioned, you just came in from Singapore. Give us a little of your background in terms of your business background and your history.
Sure. Okay. So I actually grew up in Sydney, Australia, studied a commerce and law degree there, and then started off as an investment banker. So I worked as a derivatives trader, then went into M&A, and that led me to New York City. In New York City, I was working in an investment bank for about 4 or 5 years, always wanting to be an entrepreneur. So when the idea hit my mind to start up an internet website, that's when I left my job and moved to Singapore to start an internet startup. The company is called Groupon, which some of you guys might be familiar with. Groupon is a daily deal website. And that's pretty much my history.
Yeah, let's just talk about Groupon for just a minute. How does it operate? I'm sure that some people in some markets that are listening to our station are familiar with the Groupon concept. Tell us a little more about how it works.
What it is, it's a website where every day subscribers can get for free an email in their inbox, which will just describe something cool to do in your city. It could be a restaurant or a spa, something fun like an indoor rock climbing class. And these deals are at normally 50% off or more. So Groupon offers these deals to our subscribers, and merchants in return get a huge amount of exposure from our subscriber base. It's pretty much a win-win situation where consumers benefit by saving money and getting ideas on what's cool to do in their city. And for the merchants, it's giving them a huge amount of exposure that they might not normally have, because these are local businesses who may not have the budgets for a large print, radio, TV advertising campaign, who want to tap into what's moving today's marketing movement, which is social media, the idea of getting referrals from your friends on all the cool things to do. So when a person sees their daily deal email on Groupon, what tends to happen is they'll share that deal with their friends, family, or colleagues, just like I did when I came across Groupon in New York City. I was working in an investment bank, and someone had forwarded me this Groupon email for an indoor rock climbing deal. It was at Chelsea Piers, 50% off, and this was the first time I'd ever seen anything like this website. So I was excited because it came sort of before the straight after the global financial crisis, when morale was down and people were getting fired left, right, and center, and everyone was wanted to get out of that daily grind. When someone forwarded me this cool idea to check out something different in the city, I stood up and just shared the deal with my friends, colleagues around the office. We all bought into it, checked out indoor rock climbing, had an amazing time with my friends.
How do you go about starting the Groupon in Singapore? Is it a franchise situation, or is it something that you just started independently? And how did you perceive of the need to do it in Singapore?
After I touched Groupon with that experience on the indoor rock climbing deal, I started thinking this is a great concept to bring to other countries. And I explored Asia. I checked out Singapore, Hong Kong, Australia. And a lot of those countries countries didn't have the group buying model yet. So I emailed Groupon and asked them if they'd be keen to have me take this concept to Asia and expand it there. But unfortunately, I didn't get a reply. So I started up my own Groupon website called beeconomic.com and then moved to Singapore early 2010 and set up the website there.
Excellent. Let's move along to Mike Hsu. Mike, you just came in, as we mentioned, across the 59th Street Bridge, but you came in from Europe yesterday. Was that a business trip or a pleasure trip?
Definitely business. It's with my current company. It's actually a dairy equipment company.
Yeah, I was reading about that. You grew up in the Midwest. Tell us a little bit about your growing up, where were you born, where did you go to school, stuff like that.
Sure, absolutely. So I was actually born in Taipei, Taiwan. Grew up in Kansas and Missouri. Decided that it was a little bit too much for me, so I actually moved to the East Coast and got my school. Started working right out of school at Citigroup, which is right across the street. Had the opportunity to take on an expat assignment overseas. Spent some time in Singapore, in Taiwan, in Korea. And actually, I think in some way that's how everything got linked to how critical it is for Asian professionals to network with each other. So there's actually a lot of professional societies over in Asia, particularly in Taiwan. But afterwards, came back here to the States, work in the high-tech arena, and then one reason or another, end up in working for this company. Actually, it's based out of Madison, Wisconsin.
You're the dairy maven of the group here today. I don't normally talk to people that have any experience in dairy. Are you a cheesehead? We have to get this out.
No, Kansas City Chiefs. Absolutely not.
Okay, so
no,
you're all right. So you're sticking with your roots there. All right, let's move along to our third guest, who's Felicia Lin. As mentioned, I met Felicia a few weeks ago at one of the happy hours, which we'll get into in a bit. Felicia, what's your background?
Well, I came straight off the E train from Manhattan today, so I had a very long commute. I was born in Alaska, in Fairbanks, Alaska, and I grew up in Canada, and now I'm in New York and been in New York for over 10 years, so I consider myself a New Yorker. I actually lived in Taiwan from 2001 to 2007. I've always had an affinity with Taiwan. My parents from Taiwan, so I wanted to go back there, experience a different part of the country. I taught English, and I was kind of doing some soul searching, trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. One day, I read this newspaper article that was written by this gentleman called Tzu Bing, and it was translated into English. He was writing about human rights. And I just thought it was an interesting article. So on a whim, I asked my mother, who is this person? And she told me, oh, he's this 80-something-year-old gentleman who went to China, worked undercover for the Chinese communists, tried to assassinate Chiang Kai-shek, wrote this book called The 400 Years of Taiwan's History. And I was, whoa, wait a minute, this is a real person? This is a legendary story. You know, this is an actual person. I want to meet him. And that kind of started me on the path where I am right now, working on this person's memoir. And that's where I'm at now.
Yeah, the work you've done, you work in finance, you've worked in a variety of other positions.
I actually have believe it or not, I have a degree in accounting and a master's in psychology, and I did start off in banking, also worked in human resources, I've done work in not-for-profit, so I have a varied background of experience.
Well, we'll stick with you for just a second, because now we're going to switch gears and get into the Oriented.com, the Oriented organization. You are currently in what capacity with Oriented.com in New York?
I'm actually the current one of the head organizers. Mike is the founder of the New York chapter.
So let's go to Mike then, because you're the founder of the New York chapter. Tell us a little bit about what is Oriented and how did you start the chapter here?
It really started back in the late 1990s when I was based in Taiwan. There's a lot of networking events for Asian professionals. You just had droves of professionals who were interested in doing business in Asia, want to live in Asia. That's how I made a lot of contacts there. When I spoke with the founder of Oriented, and we were thinking about starting something here in New York, I was actually in the process of moving here, and it just made sense for me to really launch this here, creating an avenue for folks who might be coming from Asia, returning here to the States, or vice versa. Just creating that atmosphere for them to network and get to know each other.
Since you mentioned the founder of Oriented.com, it's Christine Hsu. How did you first get in touch with Christine? How did you know her?
We were actually colleagues in Citigroup. So back in 1997, when I was stationed there, she was working upstairs for me. We actually had a common network of friends as well as colleagues, very common interests. You know, I was in my 20s, essentially really wanted to develop both a professional network as well as a personal network, social network. One of the things that we found was there's definitely a lot of people who are interested interested in developing that network. That's one of the reasons why they travel to Taiwan. They want to work in Taiwan and then eventually either go back here to the States or even go elsewhere in Asia Pacific.
What was your first experience, Carl, in getting involved with Oriented?
My first experience was in Sydney when I was working my first 3 months in finance. And I guess I was working crazy hours, you know, like the typical 18-hour days. And I wanted to meet other crazy people who were in my field just to make myself feel less alone. So a few of my friends had been attending Oriented in Sydney. As you know, Oriented is global. It's in many cities around the world. And what struck me has been unique about Oriented is it had that Asian spin to it, people who had an interest in Asian culture. Certainly for me as a new grad in Australia, I really wanted to one day move to Asia to set up my career there. So I thought, great, it's sort of, I get to meet other people in my field, get to network, but as well, so maybe pick up leads on what it would be like to work in Asia.
Felicia, are there any requirements or are there any sort of background things that people need to know about the people who belong to Oriented.com?
Yeah, I mean, I hesitate to say if there's any requirements, but I do think that a lot of our members tend to be people who have lived in different countries. Maybe they're educated. We have some people who are educated in Asia, and then they came over here to work after their undergraduate degree, or maybe they're here for a graduate degree. We certainly have people who are from the U.S., but maybe they've had some work experience or some expat experience there. So it's like really an exchange between the cultures and multilingual as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask about multilingual. I know it says be multilingual, and that doesn't necessarily mean Chinese and English. It could mean a variety of different things, right, Mike?
Absolutely. I think the, you know, exactly what Felicia said. It's really just people with a diverse background, but with an interest in Asia. People who are interested in networking with other professionals, whether it's in a similar or even totally different background. But just creating that network of people of both common, uncommon interests, both professional and as well social.
So we have three very different people here, and geographically, I mean, from Alaska through Canada to New York, with a couple of staff offs in Taiwan, Singapore, Australia, and New York. And you know, would you say that the people sitting on either side of you here, Mike, sort of exemplify the profile of an Oriented member?
Absolutely. Definitely to an extent. We also have people from all over the world. So I have met people during the happy hours who are from Europe, from South America. And I think one of the great things about the happy hours, it's located in different cities. So, I mean, there's definitely instances where I was in a happy hour here in New York. Guess what? I hop on a plane. Next month, I'm in the happy hour of Shanghai. And and I've heard occurrences where people are meeting people at different cities. But I think the great thing is people are talking about common set of values, common set of goals, what they want to do, and it's a great support group.
Let's talk about the happy hours. We've mentioned that a couple of times. Felicia, tell us, what are the happy hours? Where are they? And a little bit about the geography of Oriented.com.
Our happy hours happen every last Thursday of the month from 7 to 9 p.m. And they happen in cities all around the world. For example, London, San Francisco Bay Area, Beijing, Sydney, Singapore, and Taipei, of course. Taipei is the inaugural city. And New York, of course. So that's a really great opportunity. I see it as like a kind of like your community away from home, because there have been a lot of people that I've met personally at the New York happy hours that said they came from another happy hour location. They just happened to be in New York meeting people. So I've met people who have been visiting from you know, Japan, from China, from the West Coast. So it's really interesting. You never really know who you're going to meet and how they came across Oriented.
They are the last Thursday of each month. It's about 2 hours.
Yes, it's 7 to 9 p.m., but a lot of times it goes on after that. It really depends on the crowd. We just close our registration at 9, but it's totally open.
How about the venues? What sort of places do you have the happy hours?
We like to go to boutique hotel lounges. And we like to keep, you know, a nice, for the consistency of the service and the atmosphere that we're getting.
Carl, how many different happy hours have you attended? How many different cities?
Just three cities. Started off in Sydney, and then when I moved to New York, then Oriented gave me an avenue to meet new friends as well. You know, if you come to New York City, a revolving door like this place, it is difficult to find new friends just out in the street, or you know. So, Oriented gave me that avenue to meet a new network of friends who would later become business partners in some respects. I've also attended Oriented in Singapore, of course.
How do the venues differ from one country to the next? How do the events differ?
Sure. The quality of the venues are very similar. Just to elaborate on Felicia's point, that they tend to be on the higher scale venue, something that seems exclusive, that really appeals to the working professional. And that really is what it's about. You are meeting other working professionals in a very exclusive environment. And that's what gives me the appeal towards Oriented. People go there with the intention to meet other working professionals and to build that network. I think another important point is that Mike brought up is, yes, when you attend, say, a New York-oriented event, you will likely meet people from the Shanghai-oriented or Singapore-oriented, and these are all areas of interest for us. You know, if Asia is a booming economy, as it is, then, you know, this is a great, great way for us to meet new contacts and, you know, explore the opportunities outside of America.
I'll make this a toss-up question. Anyone can grab it if you want. I do see the list of cities here that Felicia was mentioning, but a list that's printed anyway shows locations for Oriented.com in Beijing, Shanghai, Taipei, Hong Kong, Singapore, Sydney, then Seattle, Portland, the San Francisco Bay Area, and here in New York. Any plans afoot to put Oriented in Europe? Because I don't see a European city.
We actually have Oriented in London. I'm sure we're always looking to expand into other places as long as there's enthusiastic individuals who buy into our mission and want to carry it forth, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the Oriented.com website. What sort of information is on it for people who would check it out?
There's anything from community events to, like, we offer a service where anybody who's a member of Oriented can post a local event. So it could be a community event, like some fundraising event, to some kind of workshop for how to start your own business, whatever your organization is. And for not-for-profits, it's actually free to post any information on there. We also have job listings, so if your company is looking to hire somebody with a particular background or skill set of the Oriented members, you can also post there as well.
Mike, this is a tough economy. Is Oriented.com poised to maybe help people find work in one way or another by putting people together of a like mind?
I think so, and I definitely hope so. I think the critical aspect of Oriented is to really provide that networking. You get to meet, you know, as string as people who are movie stars and models, and then you have the other end where people are fresh out of school and they just want to meet people.
And what about you, Felicia? You've met anybody memorable?
Yeah, certainly. And I was also involved with Oriented in Kaohsiung, which is the second largest city in Taiwan. And it's a perfect example of how Oriented can be so different depending on the local community. In Kaohsiung, our happy hours are much more intimate. So if we had 10 or 15 people, we were overjoyed. So I'm actually still keeping in touch with a lot of the people that I met through there. A lot of them are my close personal friends now. And in New York, yeah, certainly I've met some very interesting individuals. One of my friends, he's a technology person, but also like has a band, and he recently moved to France, and now he's coming back to New York. So like another example of a very global citizen.
Well, the happy hours are the last Thursday of each month, so it varies. The venue as well as the dates are all posted on the website for all of the cities. Mm-hmm. Any reason why you have them all on the same day just makes it easier, or is it just...
It's kind of the idea of like the global networking concept that it's going on around every city in the same time zone. So it's the idea of like the whole community coming together and doing this. And if you just imagine, you know, kind of like if you think about what they do on New Year's Eve when they shoot the fireworks, the celebrations going off in each time zone. If you can imagine the Oriented happy hours like that going on all around the world sequentially in the different time zones, it's kind of exciting to think of that.
Well, maybe someday you can video link some of the happy hours together and watch people
celebrating
in all the different cities.
Certainly.
Yeah, that was great. Well, listen, I want to thank all three of you for coming here. Just in closing, before we wrap the event, each of you, given your own words, just a little pitch about happy hour. Since I guess we'll start with Mike, since he is the veteran here.
Definitely for people who are just starting out, people who've been around for quite some time, or people who just want to reach out and make some additional contacts. You know, the happy hours is a perfect venue. It's all over the world, every last Thursday for people who like consistency. And it's a great atmosphere for you to just get to know people, whether it's business or social.
And Carl, what's your final remarks on Oriented?
I think Oriented for me has helped, you know, guide me towards the right networks, which in turn have helped me, you know, set up businesses or set up businesses in Asia, especially. If you're like me and you're interested to meet savvy business people, entrepreneurs, working professionals, investment bankers, to marketing people, it's the whole variety, the whole spectrum is there, and it's just amazing the quality of people who attend these events. And that's why I keep going back.
Well, a reminder for everyone who's listening, we've been talking with some folks representing the organization called Oriented.com. It's a great website. You can just go there, self-explanatory. I urge everyone to become a member and start getting the information about it and consider it, and give yourself an opportunity to meet some people all over the world. So I'm looking forward to the next happy hour. China America Radio is a member of Oriented, as are a number of our employees. So maybe we'll run into you in Sydney or in Singapore. Thank you all very much for coming to the studio today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service program that features news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@chinaamericahitradio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.